feel again so sweet upon my teary skin. The bed without the tears to taste.
Take it up with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bleak on Canada's favorite radio show, Exquisite Corpse. 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for coming by this evening and spending some time with me. I appreciate it. I'm in the pilot seat now, and thanks to Fleur and Christian for their fine program, and they've become good friends I like to see every week. I always become friends with the people that are on before me and after me. I don't know. There's a certain type of person that CITR CITR gathers. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, certain type of people, very simpatico, and I always get along with them. It's very nice to have friends like these. But enough of that, I guess. This evening, we're going to be kicking it old school again, and there's a reason for that I'll let you know about later. We're going to be playing it like I did many years ago, starting off in the underground college radio community sort of thing that I've been doing for years and years in two different countries now. But to start everything off tonight, we're going to be playing some Shiyi. We're trying to play a lot of vinyl tonight too. Shiyi has a fine album out on Holy Darkness Records, and I'm going to hear a track called Devil's Mountain now on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you.
you may notice that half of that track was played on the wrong speed, and I swear when I first queued that up, it said 33, but not so much in the end. And anyway, we're gonna try to get it right eventually. I've got for me a track by Isaiah Ceccarelli, I think it is, and some French words that I can't read. And we're going to be playing the first three tracks, which looks like to be a sort of how it runs. And there's number one, two, and three. There's solo, and then there's suite one, and then suite two with French names I can't read. But here we go with, once again, I think the name is Isaiah Ceccarelli or Ceccarelli. Forgive me for not knowing. On Exquisite Corpse.
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others have fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All day long, but when my CRTC has just recently made a decision to revoke the FM broadcast license of our sister station, CKLN. As Toronto's oldest campus community station, CKLN has been broadcasting since 1983. If you are listening to this station, then you probably understand the importance of community access radio. Please help support our sister station. Find out how you can keep CKLN on the air by visiting their website, www.ckln.fm.
On March 20th, No One Is Illegal Vancouver Coast Salish Territories invites you to take part in a march to mark the International Day for the Elimination of Racism. Come down to the Waterfront SkyTrain station in downtown Vancouver on Sunday, March 20th at 2 p.m. to participate. Join the march on March 20th to confront racism while celebrating the dignity, strength, and resilience of our communities. For more information, email noii-van@resist.ca, call 604-715-6990, or visit nooneisillegal.org.
Mike Sniper from Blank Dogs. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You heard Black Angels with Sniper in there from the newest release of theirs, Phosphine Dream. The Wit Sundays with Saul. The name of the album is Saul. The track was You Fell For It. Huh? Didn't ya? Isaiah Cecciarelli, or Cecciarelli, something like that, did some French songs under an album with a French title. She started the show at half at different speeds. Each segment there, and we're going to be playing. We're going to be playing some vinyl now, if we can handle it. Going to start you off this set with Adrian Belew and Big Electric Cat, right here, CITR.
Cat.
No More Strangers, Beatroot, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. Super Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Thanks for listening. Heard some tracks there from Vinyl. Let's run through them, shall we? Room 9 was the last band. A track called Voices of a Summer Day. From a various artist compilation called Low Life. And let me grab that. That's a Seattle compilation from trying to find I thought I knew the company that put this out, but turns out I'm not so sure. Mixed at Ironwood Studio, Seattle, summer 1986. So this is a bunch of bands on this release that I bought back in 1986 in Seattle. The Seattle Underground Rock Album. So it's got bands on it like Bundle of Hiss and Clay Alien and the Cunninghams, Dogs and Men, Feast, Five Sides Collide, Melting Fish, Terry Lee Hale and the Ones, Pure Joy, Vexed, and the Walkabouts all on here, along with Room 9. We just heard 1,000 Years. I played that back in, probably last time I played that on the radio was in 1988 or 89 in Tacoma. So there you go, a little treat for you this evening. And before that, the Scabs with Ladies and Gentlemen from their Age to Perfection album. I don't know much about Scabs except that I think they were a New York punk band fronted by an interesting woman, and a Scabs spelled with a S-K-A-B-S. And worth checking out. It's sort of a death rock kind of feel to it that I like. There's music that I like that makes my friends and old friends worry about me a bit. But at some point you can't worry about that anymore. You got to be true to yourself, right? Circle of Tragedy before that from the various artists compilation called Red Spot, which came out on Subterranean Records in 1981 or something ridiculous like that. Let me see. Let me grab that one. Okay. This was full of a lot of oddball and art rock, art punk bands of the very early San Francisco days. So a lot of interesting bands on like Minimal Man, Research Library, Fried Abortions, Animal Things, Wounds, Arsenal, and Jed Spear and Easy Teeth. Very curious compilation and also worth tracking down. I ordered this from Subterranean. I just said, hey, you got any of those left? I said, yeah, we got some. So one of those things that didn't sell a lot, but sure has a high impact on the people that did buy them, sort of like the Velvet Underground first release that, you know, the story goes. Nobody bought it, but everybody that did started a band. One of that sort of thing. So a lot of bands on here, there's some omissions in that scene, that pet rock art punk scene, like Flipper and Church Police, that didn't make it on this release for some reason or other. I don't know why, but they made it on They made it on different ones. And we might hear a Church Police track in the near future here. We shall see. I'm playing some vinyl from the old days of my alternative past. There's a reason for that. I'm bringing in a lot of stuff, nostalgic stuff. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I am planning I'm running what I call a little countdown to the end of Exquisite Corpse. Talking about shutting her off March 24th. And that's the day before my 47th birthday. And I've been doing this, doing radio here for 11 years, and I'm not calling it the end. I would like to come back someday. Radio's in my blood. But I need to take some time to regenerate some of my passion in this, and also to reinvent myself as a visual artist. It's just something that I've been neglecting, and something which centers me in many ways, so I need to focus on that. If you have any questions or comments or anything to add, you can write to me. You can find me on Facebook at Bleak Swinney. You can find that. It's BLEEKSWINNEY. It's not Sweeney. It's Swinney, like in Swinney the Pooh. SWINNEY. You can find me on there. And you can find me through a CITR website in different forms. And you can find my email address and whatnot. Let me know how you think about my announcement here. My guess is that one or two people will comment, tops, and that'll pretty much be it. I'm not disappointed in things. I think it's been a good run, and I've enjoyed what I've done, and I enjoy what I'm doing, and I'm going to enjoy it up to the end, and I'll probably enjoy it when I come back someday. And take some time out to focus on other areas of my life for a while. And then we'll see what happens. I'll still be out there in the ether, maybe creating mixes for download. So if you keep in touch and keep your interest in what I'm doing live, I'll once in a while I'll be making a mix, and posting it on my website, so you can get can hear what I've been listening to and what I've been thinking people need to hear, and putting it on. I'll be doing stuff like that. I'll be around, just not here. So I don't know what's gonna. I need to tell the upper echelon, CITR, and I thought I'd tell a listener first, because you're the most important people. To CITR. Let's face it, if it wasn't for the listeners, where would we be? Let's play some more tracks from way back when, and have some more fun with this, shall we? I've got something. Let's see. What have I got here? Wall of Voodoo. This track's called Red Light, from a compilation called Weird Punk LA. So I hope you enjoy this. Wall of Voodoo, Red Light. An Exquisite Corpse.
Creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
The world is a wonderful and exciting place, and there are a thousand exciting things to do without experimenting with music of your own.
This is Vicky from People Like Us, and you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Yes, you are, and here we are, Exquisite Corpse Radio. Just made the announcement that March 24th will be the final Exquisite Corpse. And let me know what you think of that news, or if you think anything at all. I don't know. I'm playing some old tracks, and I'll be doing that up to the end, and playing a lot of tracks. It meant a lot to me over the last 30 years or so in my alternative radio listening days. Basically, that's what's going on. Shows become more about my whims than the original intent was about audio art, experimental stuff, and this and that. It's been a lot about that, but quite a bit more about whatever I'm feeling that particular week or whatnot. You know, Game Theory up next, track called I Want to Get Hit by the Car, from an album of theirs a long time ago called Pointed Accounts of People You Know, on Exquisite Corpse Radio. Let's see if this runs. We'll be right back.
someone has done everything before. Science and poetry and opening the doors. We're all defensive doers, there's nothing left to do except to work hard all day to become a cargo screw. You never see it coming, it takes you by surprise. The next thing that you know is not your nose between your eyes. I wanna get hit by a car, go steal against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now, pushing and pulling me out of the race. Hey! Space is on the horizon. Captain Kirk's final frontier. The world needs lots of plumbers. We can't all be up there. Say hello to anonymity. Fuck the money, fuck the fame. The bill for your funeral will be bigger than your name. For this kind of energy, you cannot take a pill, which prevents your face from being painted on the grill. I wanna get hit by a car, go steal against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now, pushing and pulling me out of this race. I wanna get hit by a car, go steal against my face. Stopping my daily routine right now, pushing and pulling me out of this race.
Hello, dude buddies. You are listening to CITR. It's like the most badass radio station there is. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're wasting me precious carbon dioxide. I'm pumping it into the atmosphere, boy. Thanks to global warming, the temperature will soon go through the roof, and then we'll have an endless summer.
Why do you want an endless summer, Mr. Krabs?
So I can open me latest money-making venture, the Krusty Pool.
The endless summer does sound fun.
And profitable.
Fun and profitable. Big business does it again.
Unfortunately, for those of us who aren't talking sponges, climate change isn't quite as fun. Luckily, there are many easy ways for students to conserve energy.
If chargers for cell phones, cameras, and laptops are left plugged in, they continue to draw electricity even when not connected to the device. This phantom load can be avoided by unplugging electronics and chargers after use. A more convenient option is to hook electronics up to a power bar, which can be switched off after use.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The kitschy music comes on. He must be about to speak. True dat, yo. This is Bleak on Exquisite Corpse Radio. You've been listening to a rundown of some of the songs that meant a little bit to me over the years, listening to and participating in college radio and the like alternative stuff. Going way back, Easter House was the last one we heard with On Your Own from the Contenders album from Easter House. And the Armory Show before that with Castles in Spain, both bands sounding a bit like chameleons in some ways, I think. A lot of bands back then when they were in the alt thing were into this. There was still a lot of bombast to it. And I think it's because they were breaking out of an odd way. It's because I think they were breaking out of the mold of the classic rock sound, and so they also had a lot of swagger to them because they were saying, no, this is what we're gonna do, we're gonna do it differently and confidently. I think that's what that was all about and why they sounded that way. And these days when you hear indie music and college radio fare, it's more about it's good. But it's a bit more filled with trepidation and humility in some ways. And I think that's a fine thing in a lot of ways. But back then it was a different story. Church Police before that, we talked about that. Maybe I'd play that, and I did. The Oven Is My Friend, the Church Police release of the same name. It's also on the Not So Quiet on the Western Front compilation put out by Alternative Tentacles, I believe, and Maximum Rock and Roll back in about 1981, too, I think. Something like that, or 82, I think. Game Theory before that, I Want to Get Hit by the Car. Here we are in Exquisite Corpse. Not much time for us to do too much more. Thunderbird Radio Hell's on about 7 minutes. I've got a track, though, now from The Outcasts, and this is another one of my favorite punk songs of all time. Just Another Teenage Rebel from The Outcasts here on Exquisite Corpse.
to realize. The little Jackie is now a problem child. She asked the doctor, what's wrong with him? The doctor says, oh, another teenage rebel. Another spotty problem kid. Another teenage rebel. Oh, take a teenage rebel.
Pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
And this is CITR, an exquisite corpse. About time for me to step out, like I said. I'm going to leave with Thunderbird Radio Hell coming up in a few minutes. Until next week, remember, the future is bleak. And here is Momus with... this isn't the track I wanted. Just a second, folks. What will death be like? Okay. On Exquisite Corpse. Good night.
Death will be unlike the night times when we lie awake thinking of death. Death will be unlike the Spanish maracas that rattle inside your last breath. Death will be unlike the Mexican festivals, skeletons wearing top hats. Death will be unlike the brownstone apartments, the dynamite or dereliction collapse. Death will be unlike the mandolin that the hangman relaxes by playing. Death will be unlike the hound of the Baskervilles, chilling the world with its bane. Death will be unlike the British Museum, its bodies from peat bogs and bones. Death will be unlike the curse of the mummy that turns the explorers to stone. Roller coaster, a plunge from a boast to a scream. Death will be unlike mahogany coffins, great pianists play in their wildest, strangest dreams. Death will be unlike a garden in autumn, where poets can sit and compose. Death will be unlike the granite memorials, where memories charge of the Light Brigade, Alfred Lord Tennyson rhymes. Death will be unlike a thin piece of paper that Reagan and Gorbachev signed. Death will be unlike the hospital bedside with Novocaine needles and cards. Death will be unlike the great day of judgment when God the headmaster presents the awards. Death will be unlike the marriage the vicar still dares us to part. Death will be unlike the dreams of the young man who sang. Love will tear us apart. Death will be unlike TV documentaries showing us life from outside. Death will be unlike the Buddhist nirvana the moth seems to seek in the light. Death will be unlike the cities of crystal they build in a few grains of smack. Death will be unlike the long picture window the coffin looks through to a widow in black. Death will be unlike a room full of spiders all clinging together and crying. Death will be unlike the wedding guest story, the ship drifting lost and the dead sailor sighing. Death will be unlike the din in the steeple when cholera poisons the village. Death will be unlike the illumination that Tolstoy provided for poor Ivan Illich. Death will be unlike wrinkling sea children glimpsed through the chinks in the boardwalk. Death will be unlike the magical land of the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. Death will be unlike the treacherous virus that murders the lovers with AIDS. Death will be unlike the phantoms of freedom that lead the crowd over the barricades. Death will be unlike the night thoughts of late call when ministers stop being cozy. Death will be unlike the pit and the pendulum co-starring Bela Lugosi. Death will be unlike the bulge of the mouse inside the boa constrictor. Death will be unlike that drunkard, the phoenix so tight on the moonshine of golden elixirs. Death will be unlike that violent pornography dear to the Marquis de Sade. Death will be unlike the last stitch of clothing the stripper discards as her nipples grow hard. Death will be unlike the bankrupt handing over the keys to his house. Death will be unlike the last day of summer when insects grow stupid and swallows fly south. Death will be unlike the skull of a merchant that slants through the portrait by Holbein. Death will be unlike that strange proposition on silence, the Tractatus of Wittgenstein. Death will be unlike your holiday snaps when the camera lets in the light. Death will be unlike the honest but cold-blooded bank clerk whose hobby is homicide. Death will be unlike the hands of the clock coming together at midnight. Death will be unlike the grim amputations of medical students locking on rag night. Death will be unlike the hijacker's voice in the heads of air traffic controllers. Death will be unlike the seas that thunders on Liv Ullmann vanishing under the rollers. Death will be unlike the abbey the pilgrims all saw when they prayed. Death will be unlike the unholy land at the end of the children's crusade. Death will be unlike the Helen we clothe Mr. Sartre informs us is just other people. Death will be unlike the traveling salesman who woke up one morning transformed to a beetle. Death will be unlike 2001, the room at the end of the ride. Death will be unlike the rock that Charles Bronson let loose on the Lower East Side. Death will be unlike the House of the Shades, the dark Cerberus guarded for Hades as master. And death will be unlike that lesson on infallibility, the Chernobyl disaster. And death will be unlike the empty career of the temp's vacillations gone permanent. Death will be unlike the unlucky omens the clairvoyant reads in the meaningless firmament. meaningless firmament.
Machines without being hassled by the man. Yeah. And we want to get loaded.
Yeah. On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll.